was wonderful. Mm. Yeah.
I don't know. I feel so good. I could light up.
That's so sweet.
No, I meant I wish I still smoked.
Oh.
No, no, it was great. In fact, even though we've only slept together, what, 5 times?
No, no, wait. You're counting that first one? It was like, you know, the first pancake, the one you throw away.
Oh, fine. 4 times. Mm. The point is that I feel different with you. Mm. With other women, afterwards, I usually feel so doomed.
I don't care what that meant. I'm going to take it as a compliment.
No, it was. It was. I like having you here next to me.
Yeah.
Just not with your head on my shoulder. And my arm falls asleep. I think I'm having a heart attack.
Oh, what? Why didn't you say so? Come here. Hey. Come on.
Your hair is in my face.
Flip over. Clearly, I won't have that problem.
You have my pillow.
What is the difference?
It fits my head, and I like the way it smells.
Okay, all right. You want it under your head or mashed over your face?
I'm sorry.
I'm on your side of the bed.
I don't want to say anything. Oh, this is nice.
Whoa, dude, when'd you start selling this trash?
What? I've always sold Entertainment Weekly.
No, I meant good trash. Horny housewives? Big-ass babes?
What? I didn't order those. Oh, that damn magazine distributor. I keep telling him I won't sell that stuff. Now he's sending them anyway? What, he thinks because I'm blind I won't know?
You wouldn't know if I hadn't told you.
I got a call and have them picked up. Do me a favor, Hector, just put those behind the counter.
Hold on. Maybe they're not as bad as you think. I'll take one home, check it out, and get back to you.
You gonna pay for that?
According to my priest?
Yeah. Hey, morning.
It's okay, I got it.
Oh, good, good. Hey, Chris, I made some coffee.
Thanks, Jake. That was so kind and thoughtful and considerate.
He just made coffee. You know, let's not give him the Nobel Prize. Could I have some?
Yeah. Give me a second to catch my breath. I'm still winded from our romantic sprint over here.
I got long legs, and I'm not used to walking with anyone.
Mm.
When you caught up, it was nice.
Yeah, it was. Here you go. I'll see you later.
No. Jake's here.
We can't see what we're doing.
Yeah, I know, but he can hear, and it's creepy. It's like having a dog in the room.
I sure heard that.
Anyway, you know, I'm not big on that touchy-feely stuff.
Yeah, I didn't hear any complaints last night in the shower.
I heard that, too. Come on, people.
Not Jake knows. I'm going to hear about this the rest of my life.
Bye-bye, Mr. Bubble.
But before you say anything, I have an excuse. Well, excuse sounds like I'm making something up, which I usually do, but this actually happened. This morning, I wake up in Baltimore, and
Linda, I don't care.
Oh, good, because that's all I had. Wait a minute. You're not yelling at me. Are you okay?
I'm fine.
No, you're not.
Linda, I am okay.
No, something's wrong. Come on, you know I'm gonna keep bugging you until you tell me, so let's speed this up because I want to leave early today.
It's me and Lewis.
This again?
Our our life together has become so dull. I go home, we have dinner in front of the TV, and then when we go to bed, he kisses me goodnight like he's my uncle.
Oh, right. Full on the mouth, all slobbery.
No, on top of the head. No wonder you don't go home for Thanksgiving.
Maybe you guys just need a vacation. You know, go someplace and recapture that special thing you once saw in each other. Whatever the hell that was.
We can't afford a vacation. All of us don't have rich parents, you know.
Yeah, that must suck for you.
Mr. McCann, blood test came back with a slightly elevated PSA, which could indicate an infection. It's probably nothing, but just to be on the safe side, I think we ought to check your prostate.
Okay. How do we do that?
You've never had this done?
No. So what do? Open my mouth and say, ah?
Well, that's one of the sounds you might make.
Is this an invasive procedure?
Oh, this is the granddaddy of invasive procedures.
Margaret, I figured out how you and Lewis can afford to go on vacation.
You mean wait for his mother to die and collect the insurance? Never happened. True evil lives forever.
No, I used to work for this telemarketing service. It's only a few hours a night, and it's really good money. Here's the number.
Oh, thanks, Linda. Maybe I'll check into it.
Ooh, you know, that prostate exam wasn't so bad.
Well, thank you. I've been years of practice.
Fishing for change in payphones has finally paid off.
Go ahead and finish those antibiotics and come on back in. We'll recheck the prostate.
When?
A couple weeks.
I've got Friday free.
Get out of here. Go on. It's open.
Hey.
Oh, hey.
What are you doing?
I'm reading. Do we have plans for today?
No, but I thought we could have dinner, so I picked up some Chinese food and some beer.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
But I already ate.
Oh, okay. So what are we reading?
Medical journals. I'm just, you know, checking up on all the latest techniques and drugs, you know. Oh. Making sure that no one I hate got published.
Okay, well, you keep doing what you're doing. I'll just, I'll keep you company.
Mmm. Mmm.
Oh.
Oh, it's amazing. Oh, my God. I'm gonna try this.
Here, taste this.
No, no,
thanks. Take a bite. Taste it.
No, no.
Taste it. Taste it.
I really don't want it.
Try it. It's good, huh? Isn't it good?
It's delicious.
Mm. Mm. Oh, my God. What time is it? Nick's on.
Oh, no.
I'm Margaret.
Doris.
He told me to just sit here and wait for someone to call. Is that it?
Yeah, it's pretty simple. They call, tell you what they want, and you give it to them.
Oh. Oh, look, I got one. Good evening. How may I help you? Oh, my God. I just got an obscene phone call.
Well, when they're paying $3.95 a minute, there's usually not a lot of chit-chat.
This is a sex line? Nobody told me that. I thought I was going to be selling things like the pocket fisherman.
In a way, you are.
Well, I can't do this. I am a moral, church-going woman.
I'm a curious college freshman exploring my newfound sexuality.
I'm leaving.
You can clear $500 a night.
Hi.
Disturbing you?
In the first quarter, you were disturbing me. Now your voice is like a knife in my ear.
Not the sweetest way to put it, but if I'm bothering you, I'll just go upstairs.
Look, I like spending time with you, but we've been together like three nights in a row, and I just need, you know, some me time.
Oh. Well, why didn't you just say so?
Well, I didn't want to hurt your feelings.
Knife in my ear?
Come on, that can't be the first time you've heard that.
Really. John, if you wanted some time alone, why didn't you just say so?
You're not mad?
No. Look, if we can't be honest with each other, what chance do we have? Good night.
Good night.
Yeah. See you tomorrow.
I'm all alone. This may be the best relationship I've ever had.
It was good for me too, baby. Call me again. Just ask for Evian. Bye-bye, lover. Rotten hell, you pervert! Hi. What's your name? Could you hold on for just a moment? Oh, Jesus, take me now.
It's your first night. Give it a week. You'll have heard everything.
Oh, that's my husband on the phone.
Want me to take him?
Come on, man, hurry up. Which magazine do you want? Jugs or Big Ass Farm Girls?
Give me the,
Hey, Jake, you're back. So, sir, would you like Time or Newsweek?
Give me the Big Ass Newsweek.
Excellent choice.
Wow. Suddenly we're selling a lot of news magazines. You know, people talk about the dumbing down of America. I just don't see it.
No, you don't.
Hey, Chris,
hey.
I only got a few minutes. Have a toasted bagel and coffee to go, please?
Yeah, in a second.
Actually, when I said in a few minutes, I kind of meant I need it now.
Yeah, could you wait? It's a little crazy in here.
Oh, yeah. I see what this is. I knew it. Yeah, this is you getting me back for that me time comment, right?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, you said you weren't angry last night, but obviously you were, and now you're doing this whole passive-aggressive thing just to pay me back, and I hate that.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going on here. I brought all these people in here just to make it look like I'm too busy for you. All right, who are the pancakes? Who are the eggs?
You know, who cares? Let me fight over it. Come here, I'm so sorry.
Look, you have got to stop this. I am not mad about last night, but I'm beginning to get really pissed off about right now.
See, I knew you were mad, and I just don't think it's fair of you to take it out on me.
Oh, you know what? This is crazy. You come in here, you put words in my mouth, and then you don't like what I say. I don't have time for this nonsense.
I swear, I don't know what women want.
Apparently other women.
Why would you say that?
There's an article about it in Newsweek.
Morning, Margaret. That telemarketer you sent me to was a phone sex business.
You're kidding. It wasn't when I was there. I suggested it, but who listens to me?
Unfortunately, I did. It was the most humiliating experience of my life, especially when one of the callers was Lewis.
Oh, that's so weird. Your husband's name is Lewis.
It was Lewis.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. He used his real name, and the whole thing only lasted a minute.
So what happened when you got home?
Nothing. I couldn't say anything. Otherwise, I would have to admit that I was the one he was talking to. Besides, he was asleep with this big, stupid smile on his face. Oh, it was horrible. It was as if he was cheating on me with me.
Well, Margaret, weren't you cheating on him with like 20 other guys?
That's different. That was for money.
Hey, Chris, it's
it's me again. This is getting ridiculous. This is the 15th message I've left you, and you still haven't called me back. I know this is about the me time thing, but you're a little too old to be playing these childish games. So come on, you know, just pick up the damn phone, will you? You know something, lady? As far as I'm concerned, you blew it. You blew it big time.
All right, I think we both said things we didn't mean.
No, but, you know, if you're up there ignoring my calls, you know,
what the hell's the matter with you?
What the hell's the matter with me? I'll tell you what... Oh, geez.
Yeah, I walked into my apartment 2 seconds ago, and the first thing I hear is you ranting to my machine.
Yeah, where have you been?
Yeah, not that I need to report to you, but after your psychotic display in the diner, I needed some me time, so I went out to a movie.
What? You just disappear? You don't bother to tell me?
Yeah, I didn't want to talk to you.
So you were mad at me. See, I knew it.
You know what? Hey. I am going to try to explain this to you one more time. You told me you needed some time alone. I was completely fine with that. But then you come into the diner during my busiest time, and when I don't drop everything to take care of you, you accuse me of being spiteful over something which never bothered me in the first place. Now, I don't know what you want other than you want what you want when you want it, but I'm sorry, it doesn't work like that.
Well, it can if we want it to.
We don't. I swear, you are the most self-centered, childish, egotistical man I've ever met.
Yeah, and you're with me. Maybe you ought to think about that.
Oh, believe me, I'm thinking about it. But obviously, I'm twisted enough to still think this relationship can work. But that is only going to happen if we sit down and hammer some things out.
Like what?
Like what we expect of each other. Some rules. I know we covered the me time and your smelly pillow. What else you got?
Okay, good. I'm glad you asked. All right, for starters, I'm not going to hold your hand on the street. We're not 10 years old. And if I forget to open a door for you, you got two arms. Use them. Don't ever ask me to take you to the airport. That's what cabs are for. Don't ask me my opinion if you don't want to hear it. I don't go anywhere where it's hard to park. Don't ever eat off my plate. Your mother's nobody to me. If you ever make me watch figure skating, we're done.
That's it?
Not a complete list, but it's a start. Your turn.
I want you to consider my feelings.
Oh, this is totally unworkable.
This is not just about you. We are in a relationship. Sometimes you have to care about what I want.
Like what?
Like, once in a while, it wouldn't kill you to hold my hand in the street. And I'm not asking you to throw your coat over a puddle, but would you mind not letting the door smack me in the face? You know, the little things. Can you do that?
I suppose I could, you know, I mean, if it's not every... I guess... Yes.
Thank you. It means a lot.
So we're done fighting? Because sometimes I don't know.
Yeah, I think we are. Now would be one of those moments when it would be okay to give me a hug.
What happened last night? Did Lewis call again?
Lewis never stopped calling.
Well, what'd you say to him? You know, generally.
By the fifth call, I quit.
But why? He's just gonna call someone else.
Oh, no, he won't. By that last call, Evian had a pretty good idea what Lewis wanted, so when Margaret got home, well, let's just say we both went to sleep with big, stupid smiles on our faces.
That's great. But what if Lewis was thinking about Evian when he was in bed with you?
Hey, I was thinking about Denzel Washington. He can think about whoever he wants to.
Look, I told you I didn't want these magazines. Now I have another full delivery. I mean, I don't know how... What do you mean my vice president of sales ordered them? I don't have a... I'll call you back. Oh, Mr. Vice President. A word, please. Yeah. I told you I don't want to sell these.
You're not. They're selling themselves.
Get rid of them.
You don't want me to do that. Look how much money you've made.
Hey, you know what? I don't care. Listen, what I have on display up here reflects who I am, all right? And I want this to be one corner of the world where decent people can walk by without being offended. So unwrap these magazines and put them down there.
What about your corner of the world?
Well, my corner of the world's still gonna be pure. However, down there in Porn Town, that's where Jake pays the rent.
Baby steps.
So, Chris, if it's not too much trouble, could I have some coffee to go, please?
It'd be my pleasure.
And I was wondering if you're free tonight, maybe you'd like to have dinner and then go out to a movie of your choice?
Oh, thanks, John. That'd be lovely. See how easy it is to be considerate?
Yes, I do. I have to go to my office now, though, so I'll call you later and see how your day's going.
Well, that'd be nice. Here's your coffee. Oh, no. This one's on the house. You don't have to pay for it.
Don't kid yourself. I'm paying for it.